Welcome back to another episode of Brick House. We're bringing you counting down the 30 teams in the NBA from worst to greatest. Prediction for the 2015-2016 season.
Greatest. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Greatest. But you know who we're talking about right now? The opposite of the greatest, the worst. We're rounding out the third worst team in the NBA.
28th overall.
Prediction for second worst in the East behind, the intentionally bad 76ers. This team was had a worse record last season than the 76ers, who were intentionally trying to have a bad record. These guys might have been going for the playoffs until about six games into the season when they decided that was never going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, of course, about the New York Knicks. And I got a couple of mixed metaphors for you on this one here, Matt. I couldn't decide on one because there's just so much here. There's a lot of storylines.
Throw them out there. Let me see if I can help you.
These storylines are what we're following, of course, on Brick House. Not so much interested in the X's and O's of basketball. There's experts that can explain that sort of stuff to you. What they won't tell you, though, is that Phil Jackson is like Michelle Pfeiffer from Dangerous Minds.
Oh, man.
She's brought in to whip these kids into shape,
That's
Matt.
Right.
It's a little unconventional, her tactics. But he's got the rings to show that he has the right to be there. These guys, they didn't know anything about basketball before he got here, but he's going to turn it all around. That's the one metaphor I have there. That's okay. Phil Jackson. Yeah. You know the Zen Master. The other is, you know, I was thinking of the Knicks. And I was thinking, they're a laughingstock, right? They're a laughingstock. They're from New York. No one takes them seriously, and they won't go away. What does this remind me of? It reminds me of one Donald Trump. When I was doing my research on James Dolan, I found a lot of disturbing things about him. And some of the decisions he made, like hiring a guy who was accused of sexual assault to run his WNBA team, I thought, who would possibly make a decision like that? And the only guy that I could think of was our person leading the Republican presidential candidates right now, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Now, let's not confuse making money with success or likability, because the Knicks and Trump know how to make lots of it.
Right.
They don't have to be likable, but they are still successful. And as Americans, we can't help but respect them, at least in some part, because of this.
Sure.
You know, Trump says rather loathsome, terrible things, but the American public, just because of his wealth, were all taught to aspire to something like this.
Yeah.
Despite, you know, otherwise just coming across as a purely evil man, we can't help but sort of smile at his antics.
Right.
We know just beyond the surface of this, it's the spoiled, rich douchebag who's only there, who's only at the forefront of the business world because of his father's success. And he's just so desperate for attention.
James Dolan.
No, I was talking about Trump.
Oh, okay.
But it does apply to Dolan. You're figuring it all out here.
Yeah.
Previously on the New York Knicks.
From 2011 to 2013, they made the playoffs three straight years. They even, in 2012-2013, won 54 games.
Mm.
And won a playoff series.
You know what Mike Woodson did after that? He bought himself a Rolex.
Did he?
He bought himself a Rolex for winning the division.
Might as well.
It was a nice one.
They did win the Atlantic. So
he was fired the next year, of course.
Yeah, well, they won 54 games, and then immediately the next year won 37 games. And then the next year, they hired Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher, and then they won 17 games. So they've had a 37-game downfall over 2 years.
Wow.
Who's that owner?
The owner of the Knicks is famous for being the son of a really successful business person, much like the movie Tommy Boy. One of the ways that Dolan tried to set himself apart from his dad back in the early 90s was one of the first things he did was he bought an electronic company known as The Wiz, or the full name Nobody Beats The Wiz. If you watch Seinfeld,
yeah,
you might remember it. I always thought it was a fictional electronics store from the Seinfeld episodes, but it turns out
this was a real thing.
This was a real thing. There's a Nobody Beats The Wiz. In fact, they were a huge sponsor of all the New York area sports teams. They were a really successful company until James Dolan purchased them. They went on to report $250 million in losses.
Oof.
Before they were finally liquidated and went out of business. And, you know, it got me thinking, a really successful company for years is the epitome of good business decisions and supporting the local sports franchises. Until James Dolan gets involved, then it tanks and it's terrible. I was wondering, to mix yet one more metaphor, Matt.
Yeah.
What if Phil Jackson is the Wiz? Previously, nobody beats him.
Yeah.
Until he joins James Dolan in the New York Knicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So, as I've alluded to, James Dolan made a lot of stupid decisions. One of them was hiring Isaiah Thomas. And not only did he hire Isaiah Thomas, but when a woman came to Dolan and told him that she had been sexually harassed by Thomas, he fired her.
Mm-hmm. You do.
At which point she sued him and MSG and the Knicks, and he lost. Had to pay $3 million personally for the lawsuit. It was just a total of $11 million. The remaining, which was paid by MSG, which Dolan owns. He owns that television station broadcast by Cablevision. And, you know, so what happens when you have an employee who harasses a woman who cost you $11 million? What should you do with him?
Well, definitely not rehire him to a different position.
And rehire him to a different position to run the women's basketball team.
Oh, okay.
And now, the starting lineup for your New York Knicks!
Let's go into the starting lineup of this laughingstock of a comb-over team here, Matt.
Well, Bob, the starting lineup is great. It is a top-notch starting lineup.
Top-notch.
Yeah, well, obviously, you have Carmelo, if he's going to play. Carmelo is your starting small forward. He's your main scorer. He's your only scorer. He's your draw.
LBJ BFF.
So at point guard, they have Jose Calderon. But if I were the Knicks, and I'm not, but if I were, I would start Langston Galloway.
Ooh, yeah. Tell me about Langston.
I would give Langston Galloway a go. Langston Galloway is he's from St. Joe's,
mm-hmm.
and he was a rookie last year. He averaged 11 points. He only played in 45 games, but he started 41 of them. He made second team all rookie. So I would probably, if you're the Knicks, like you're on the in the bottom of the league. The theme of the other teams was play your youngsters. So I would play Langston Galloway at point guard.
Well, that's an interesting predicament, you know, because Phil Jackson was brought in to build this team for Carmelo just last year, convinced Carmelo to stay in free agency. And what they really should do is, yeah, build a team of young players, give them the reps, let them fail so years from now they can succeed.
Right, fail now, because it will be much better to fail in this year than it will be down the road, presumably.
Unless, of course, you're Carmelo Anthony and you want to succeed this year.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a source of real drama and comedy, and thus, since they're shitty at basketball, some form of entertainment.
Yeah.
They did pick up Aaron Aflalo in the offseason.
They're shooting guard. Their shooting guard position. They also picked up Sasha Vujacic.
Ooh.
A Phil Jackson Los Angeles Lakers staple who, by no means am I saying, will actually make a difference. Aflalo,
yeah, what, has he been out of the league since Phil Jackson was in the league?
Right, I don't think he's been in the league for a few years. Aflalo is not a bad shooting guard. I think he'll be all right, but any of his game is just going to be sucked up by Carmelo on the court anyway.
draft pick this year, Chris Paps.
Kristaps Porzingis, which he should start. I think if he does not start, then I don't know why they took him. They just need to throw him out there.
I mean, otherwise, their options are Kyle O'Quinn and the recently picked up Kevin Serafin of the Washington Wizards pile.
Right, I'm fine. I'm fine with Serafin as on a player on the team. I would take him on my team.
Not as a starter.
Yeah, if I had a chance, if I had the option between starting him or starting the guy that we picked fourth overall, I would probably start Porzingis. At center, they're going to be forced to start the $56 million man, Robin Lopez.
Rolo.
Who?
Phoenix Suns twin drafting lure.
Yeah, they...
Phoenix Suns love their twins, particularly the lesser talented twin.
Yeah, well, the Suns are going through their own twin drama now. But Lopez, I think Brooke Lopez signed a 3-year, $50 million deal,
wow,
which I thought was crazy.
And
Robin Lopez signed a 4-year, $56 million deal, which I think is even crazier. I said, start Galloway, start Porzingis, throw him into the fire. Aflalo will be a fine shooter on the outside. Carmelo, obviously, is always good for at least 25 points a game.
And 50 shots.
Record prediction.
I think they are at 21 wins.
21.
Yeah, because the East is just the East, so there's a bunch. The East has wins to be had in there.
Plus, Carmelo really didn't play half the year.
Right, Carmelo didn't play all that much.
He has a couple of hot shooting nights. They'll get a handful of wins.
Aflalo is a good player, and who knows what the other kids can bring. So, yeah, 21. What do you say, Bob?
I got them at 19 and 63.
Okay.
I got two more wins for Carmelo, having a couple of, 23 for 75.
What the fuck has anything got to do with LeBron James?
What strikes you about LeBron James?
Over the past couple of years, everyone has assumed that Kevin Love was going to go to the Los Angeles Lakers. You remember that, Matt?
I do remember that.
Well, do you also remember from about 2006, 2007, all the way up to maybe 6 months before the decision, everyone knew. It wasn't a question. They knew.
Yeah, he was gone.
LeBron was going to his favorite city.
New York.
He was going where they wear Yankees caps Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He was going to be the star of that Alicia Keys song.
Right.
LeBron was going to, it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to the Knicks. I think it's hilarious, and I have to assume that at least 50% of the reason why he didn't go there was fucking James Dolan. That guy, two words.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
The audience wants to know more about you.
Oh man, what?
I'd like to know today if you could tell us. You've had a lot of jobs. You're kind of a journeyman. What's the worst boss you've ever had?
When I moved out to LA, I did three shifts as a pizza delivery man for a pizza place in Silver Lake.
Oh right,
which is a part of
three shifts,
a part of Los Angeles.
I didn't realize it was three shifts.
Yeah. So one of the shifts I did was New Year's Eve. It was all right. I figured I didn't really have anything going. I had to work. I had another job at Best Buy that I had to get to at like 4 a.m. the next day or 6 a.m.
Oh, I remember that. Wow.
So I worked late, and I ended up not sleeping for like a long time. But so I explained to them, I said, I'll work this shift, but I would like to get some sleep, so I need to be gone at some point to get some sleep. And the owner was a good guy, but he's like, yeah, the manager on duty should be fine with that. And it was this manager by the name of Triton, which was his name.
Trident?
Triton, like a...
Triflin?
Yeah, sure, Triflin.
Triton?
Yeah, Triton. So I was minding my business, doing my thing, and him and the head pizza cook were drinking on the job, and just kind of being weird to the point where at the end of the night, we're closing up. I said, hey, can I take off early? And he said, yeah, but we're probably never going to ask you back again. And I said, well,
Triton said this.
Yeah. And I said, well, Jerk. That's fine. But Jay, the owner, is all right with it. He's like, okay, if that's what you want to do. And I was like, I'll stay. Like, you don't have to be a jerk about it, you know? So I ended up staying, and he gave me two giant pizzas. And then I was like, I was not asked back again.
As a severance package.
I guess he was, by default of being named Triton, the worst boss I ever had.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a merman. Hey, Matt, let's get ready for another 82 games of Derek Fisher posing for his wax museum sculpture.
Yeah.
He did a really good job last season.
He just
sits
there with his arms folded.
Stoically staring into the void of despair.
Yeah.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Got another major market team. I'm sure everything we say is going to get the most hate mail from all of our listeners.
Good.
They really like to defend their team.
You need something to read.
But it is the only owner of all the team previews that has ever appeared not in an interview for Playboy, but naked in Playboy magazine.
A man in Playboy magazine?
Well, we'll find out. Only if you tune in to the next episode of Brick House.